no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
We're talking with Professor Damian Kingsbury from Deakin University, Professor of Political Science, and I thought I'd ask him about the issue of the Timorese guest workers to Australia, which was raised by the Timorese Prime Minister, Xanana Guzman, on his recent visit to Australia, and he's meeting with our Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd. Now, Australia has accepted guest workers from the South Pacific, but with these Timorese guest workers, Rudd seems to have put it on hold until early next year.
That's correct. Look, the situation is that the guest worker scheme was developed in cooperation with the South Pacific Forum, and that process, that project, has been under discussion now for about 20 years or 25 years, so it's certainly not a new thing. But no Australian government until now has seen fit to pursue it. Now, the reasons for that were because it was felt that Australians could undertake the work in question. But with unemployment at relatively low levels in Australia and with a reluctance for Australians to take up a particular type of work, the guest worker scheme now is seen to make sense. Now, that was done with the South Pacific Forum. The discussions around that started before East Timor became, well before it became independent, so it wasn't a part of those discussions, nor was it a part of that arrangement. What we've seen since then, though, is that East Timorese leaders have said, well, look, this looks like a good idea, we'd also like to be a part of it, and that's probably going to be the case a bit further down the track, but at this stage, the current arrangement is with the South Pacific Island states and not with East Timor as such.
Mm. And you're pretty confident that it will go ahead with the Rudd government?
Look, I think it would be inappropriate to say that it would definitely happen, but I know that there's been discussion about it and that it's received a fairly favourable hearing, and the indications that I've had are that we would be likely to see something like the guest worker scheme in place for East Timorese probably in about mid-2009.
Okay. And of course, it associated with this were discussions about the location of the gas and oil processing plant, and also the question of some of the military assistance. Rudd announced a $5 million scheme of military training in Timor-Leste. How do you think that will be seen by the other South Pacific nations?
Oh, look, I think they understand that East Timor really needs all of the help it can get. Of course, there are many countries that do need help, and indeed many of them are receiving help. But none of the Pacific Island nations came from the position of East Timor, where they suffered under a brutal foreign occupation and had their population absolutely decimated, and then had all of the effectively all of the infrastructure destroyed just a handful of years ago. So none of them have been through that. I think they all understand that East Timor is a special case, and that, of course, it's not only a special case in terms of its history, but it's also strategically critical to Australia, particularly in regard to Australia's relationship with Indonesia.
Apropos the special case, I would have thought that the idea of guest workers would have been could equally be regarded as a special case for East Timor.
Well, look, it could be, and indeed I think it is, given for how long the South Pacific Forum has been discussing this idea. I mean, I can remember it going back way back into the 1980s.
Okay.
So it's been around for a long time. If the East Timorese government can put up a proposal in early 2008 and get it up in 2009, I think that is actually very quick. The only question is, could it have been done any more quickly? And I think the answer probably is no, for a variety of reasons, one of which is the government probably wants to see how it's going to work with the Pacific Island states. And of course, the Timorese might present a slightly different issue to Australia if there's allowance for a large number of Timorese to come into work in Australia, the question would obviously be around, well, would they ever go home again, or would they try to settle here permanently? Now, I personally have an open mind about that, but there is a significant Timorese community in Australia, and certainly it would be very easy for Timorese who, once they're in the country, to stay and to work as a sort of in a sub-citizen capacity outside of the official structure and official framework, in much the same way that some Latin Americans do in the United States.
Right, yeah, although I don't think they're in the same numbers. And can you tell us a little bit about, you know, how the, like, the mechanics of the guest workers? Have you looked at this, Damien?
I've looked at it up to a point. One of the questions which is still open at this stage is the method by which they are selected, and there's obviously a lot of concern around that. If there's going to be private recruiting agencies, there has to be, I think, scrutiny of those agencies to ensure that they don't exploit the workers themselves and charge exorbitant fees for management and handling. Of course, if the number of people who apply is greater than the number of people who are needed, the question is, how do you determine who gets the gig and who doesn't? So there's a number of questions like that. And then, of course, there are the visa issues. And presumably there's going to be some rules and regulations around repatriation, about returning. Repatriation not only of money in the short term, but of the people themselves going back to their home countries at the expiry of their contract.
And what about the way they arrive here? Is this sort of value added to their labour, or how do they get here?
Well, that's part of the question that's still, I think, in the process of being resolved. One of the problems with guest worker schemes is that unscrupulous mediators, companies that step in and try to broker these arrangements, will offer charge exorbitant fees for management, for the handling, percentage of income, transport, and all the rest of it. And what happens is the guest workers sometimes get to the country they're going to and find that they've got very little left over to live on, much less to repatriate to their home countries, which is the purpose of the exercise. So clearly that is an issue. That's certainly been the case in a number of other countries, such as the Philippines, that have large numbers of guest workers abroad, and that's going to be one of the issues that's looked at very closely in the Australian case.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Damien, for talking to Community Radio and filling us in on some of the details that the mainstream media doesn't cover. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Ciao. Bye.